Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
X-Men, go and save the city!
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here, and X-Men 97 continues to be a hit week after week. I am so thrilled that they are really diving into some character development with Storm. I will be the first to admit, I was concerned when she was bussed off. I thought, well, you know, hey, maybe she's just going off to Wakanda to become the queen. But no, we're doing a deep dive into who is Storm if she doesn't have access to her powers. This was something that was explored in depth in the comic books, but it wasn't the era in which I was reading comics. And actually, most of my X-Men knowledge and experience really comes from the animated series. Well, okay, a combination of the animated series and a podcast I used to listen to called The Uncanny X-Cast. And maybe a couple of Wikipedia entries here and there. But like, for the most part, it really was the cartoon show. And so once again, X-Men 97 is doing the work that the original X-Men animated series did, which is bringing those comic book stories, as convoluted as sometimes they are, into the broader public consciousness. Madeline Pryor, the Goblin Queen. Come on. The only reason I knew that, again, was from listening to this old podcast like 10 plus years ago. I remember hearing these guys talk about the fact that, like, oh, she's the clone and she becomes the Goblin Queen and the Goblin Queen is so weird. And then there's all this controversy around this plot line and all over my head back then. But now it's nice to see it all play out and in a fairly concise way. But the conciseness of all of this is probably something that's, I don't know, I'm feeling the crunch a little bit. Like, X-Men 97 is clearly a hit. Like, this is the biggest hit that Marvel has had in quite some time. But at four episodes in, by this time next week, we will be halfway through this season. So I'm hoping, begging even, that next season we'll get more than just the modern day standard of like 10 to 16 episodes. Give this thing a 35 episode season, please. All right, look, you got tons of lore. You're clearly going back to the well of the comics. Decades and decades and decades of stories are all at your fingertips. They're right there. Just take it. Just get it. Because I, for one, am absolutely thrilled to dive back into this lore and really engross myself, not just into the wonderful 90s 8-bit arcade systems that we got in this week's episode, but also just the insane craziness of that era of comic book storytelling. Like, this show is doing so well, it's actually gotten me hyped to pick up an X-Men comic. I haven't read comics, like, as they were coming out for, gosh, I think Dark Reign was the last time I did that. So come this August, I'm actually going to be picking up Uncanny X-Men. That's right. They're all hanging out in New Orleans. That's like right up my alley. That's happening. And it's all thanks to X-Men 97. Well, and Gail Simone. Well, and the fact that the X-Men are going to be in New Orleans. But I wouldn't even know that if not for this show having me dive back into the X-Men. So I'm loving this. What are your thoughts? Where are you hoping they go with this season? Do you want more episodes next season? Are you wishing there was a larger season? Or do you think this kind of 10-episode approach is the right way to go with something like this? Let me know in the comments. Let's talk about it.